from KQED. This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Penny Nelson. A hiker has died after falling from Half Dome at Yosemite National Park. Park rangers were called to respond on Monday after reports of a man falling while ascending the dome's cables. They found his body yesterday. The cause of the fall is still under investigation. This is the first time since 2011 that a person has died on the Half Dome cables. Meanwhile, state lawmakers and community groups are calling for more state funding to avoid an undercount in the upcoming 2020 U.S. Census. A joint legislative committee yesterday focused on the impact on California if the Trump administration's plan to include a question about citizenship discourages people from participating. Committee co-chair Assemblyman Mark Berman said the state already has a history of undercounting residents, and ramping up efforts this time is especially critical.
We don't want to be frivolous with our surplus, and so we're trying to spend surplus dollars on one-time expenditures. There is no one-time expenditure that's going to have a higher return on investment than the census. And this will be billions of dollars per year for the next decade.
Governor Brown's budget calls for $40 million to target hard-to-reach communities, but participants at the hearing said the figure should be much higher. And in other political news, Governor Jerry Brown is speaking out against a proposed ballot measure that would roll back many of the criminal justice reforms he's championed over his time in office. KQED politics reporter Marisa Lago spoke with Brown in an exclusive interview.
Backers of the proposed ballot measure, including police and prosecutors, say they have more than enough signatures for a measure they're hoping will be on the November ballot. Brown says he expects a broad coalition of interest will fight the measure.
It was very poorly drafted. It will definitely jack up prison costs by tens of millions, if not a lot more. And where will that come from except schools and other very important functions of state government?
Supporters argue that recent changes to California law aimed at reducing the prison population went too far and are allowing dangerous criminals onto the streets. The ballot measure would make it more difficult for many people to get out of prison and easier for prosecutors to lock up others. Here's Democratic Assemblyman Jim Cooper, a former police officer.
So right now in California, crimes that are considered non-serious, non-violent, and that allow you to get out of jail or prison earlier are drugging and raping somebody, raping a developmentally disabled person.
Cooper is referring to Proposition 57, a 2016 ballot measure written by Brown that made it easier for prisoners who participate in rehabilitation programs to win release. The initiative only applied to people convicted of crimes considered nonviolent under state law, a short list that admittedly excludes some heinous-sounding offenses. But Brown says the other side is cherry-picking scary-sounding crimes to mislead voters.
But that's not the point. The point is, should people, after they spent 10 or 20 years in prison, have a chance at parole?
The measure's funded by law enforcement groups and big grocery chains who blame the recent criminal justice reforms for an uptick in shoplifting. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Okay, so consider this. After 8 power plants closed across California, women who lived nearby had an easier time getting pregnant and fewer preterm babies. KQED's Raquel Maria Dillon has more.
The oil and coal-fired power plants were located all over the state, from the border up to Humboldt Bay. Public health researchers at UC Berkeley examined birth outcomes near the plants to see if there were changes after the plants shut down. Researcher Joan Casey says the rate of preterm births dropped 27% in the year after the closures.
This is a really big drop in preterm birth. We were pretty surprised and actually did a lot of things to check our results and try to make sure this is what was really going on, because we were honestly quite surprised by what we found.
Preterm babies sometimes die or have health problems that require expensive treatment. Casey's team also found that fertility rates improved after the power plants closed. Power plants that burn oil and coal release fine dust and ash, sulfur dioxide, lead, mercury, and other heavy metals into the air. Casey says any of those could be triggering these preterm births.
So this is a unique study in that we're not isolating a single pollutant. We're looking at the power plant as this emitter of a variety of pollutants and how that might impact health.
The study was published in the American Journal of Epidemiology. Across California, power companies are retiring coal and oil-burning plants because natural gas is cheaper, and the state is pushing utilities to develop more renewable energy sources. For the California Report, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon.
The estimated homeless population in Los Angeles County is over 57,000 people, the largest number in the state. A recent report shows that rising housing costs more than mental health or drug issues are driving these numbers. KQED's Michelle Wiley has the story.
There are a multitude of factors that cause homelessness, ranging from issues like domestic violence to drug abuse to natural disasters. But increasingly, rising housing costs across the state are putting more people in danger of becoming homeless. In Los Angeles, more than 500,000 people spend upwards of 90% of their income on rent. The nonprofit research group Economic Roundtable recently issued a report called Escape Routes. It's a meta-analysis of homelessness in Los Angeles County that combines data from 26 point-in-time analyses. Daniel Flaming co-authored the report, which identified the cost of living as the number one cause of homelessness, and it can snowball from there.
As people remain homeless, additional problems accumulate.
Problems like social disconnection and other legal, medical, and behavioral health issues associated with living on the streets. They become compounding factors and can turn a one-month homelessness episode into a chronic state. And it's not just an LA problem.
It applies to the urbanized areas throughout California, certainly San Diego and Orange County and the San Francisco Bay Area have similar kinds of housing cost pressures.
The report recommends several next steps, including using data to help identify those at risk and get them the assistance they need early on to encourage a quick and lasting exit from homelessness. For the California Report, I'm Michelle Wiley.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. Carnegie Mellon University's Master of Science in Software Management in Silicon Valley, innovating software products by integrating engineering, design, and business, part-time with remote options. cmu.edu/iii. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
And that's the California Report for Wednesday, May 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. Have a great day.